I'll just play them straight through without pause, so all three will be in a row. The first two are both walls, first one's called B-flat wall. The second one is, and the third piece, the final piece, will be based on kind of rhythms that you find in 6/8 Irish jig. Very fast, three is going over and over again. And so the final piece is called jig. And it's what happens when a classical musician puts together some music that is influenced by the Irish jig, but is still a classical piano piece. Here's all three of these pieces. First, there's D-flat waltz, then Recollection, and finally jig. I can pull it, it's not that sweet, so let it come down. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes.
Well, I play from memory, I don't.
Oh, that's a good one. I want to see your hammers.
If I'd known that Warren was going to do that, I might not have done that. Yes, I do, sir. On his birthday, he won't. Guy wrote, "There are no sense classical piano pieces. I wrote them to the dance to, and they have indeed been danced to." First one is called Player's Crew. It was written for a friend's wedding. It's from the poem, "Come live with me and be my love, and we'll all the players prove," and so forth. My usual style, all I've got here is a melody line, plus a few chords. Thank you. 1938, it's not so early anymore, but he was, just before he died in 41, Alan Lomax, the folk song collector, sat him down on the piano in the Library of Congress, and he played almost his entire repertoire and gave his life history. It was a fascinating thing to listen to. Once in a while, they play it on the radio. Here he is. Yeah.
Where did you get the name?
Jelly Roll? He worked in the House of Pleasure as a pianist when he was a teenager. And apparently his name meant jazz music. This is one definition of why jazz is called jazz, and that was something to do with sexual activity. Glad you asked.
I'm still bewildered
to tell you. Okay. See me afterwards. First one is Buddy Bolden's Blues. It's a different memory. Buddy Bolden, apparently, was a legendary New Orleans trumpeter, but you could hear his horn 10 miles across town. And the second one is Dead Man Blues, which is it starts out with a funeral procession going to the cemetery in New Orleans. Very slow, very dirty-like. And it breaks into a cheerful march there. On the way back home from the cemetery to the wake. Buddy Bolden. just you?
No.
Oh, okay.
Mine's a big one.
Me and you. This is... Oh, yeah. This is not careful, it's transparent, yeah. Is that what it is?
Sure, might as well.
The overture to Il Barbiere di Siviglia. Part of it, anyway. Thank you.
Tell us what you're gonna play to.
I guess I have to. Well, there's gonna be pictures of an exhibition or something more or less like it. And for those of you that don't know the piece of music, Modest Mussorgsky had gone to a retrospective of his good friend Victor Hartmann, and he was inspired by the music, by the paintings that came back and wrote a series of pieces. It begins with a promenade, which he brings back a number of times in between the pieces. This whole thing lasts 38 minutes, and I'm not strong enough to do that. I'm going to do certain parts of it, but I will start out with a promenade. And the next one I guess I will do is just the Roman Catacombs, which is a nice slow piece of music. And then Baba Yaga's Huddling Chicken Legs. And the piece that probably everybody knows best is The Great Gates of Kiev, which Maurice Ravel later orchestrated in a probably a much better version. Anyhow, this is sort of like Scottish bagpipes. We're firing for effect, not for precision.
Thank you. tomorrow morning, I don't know what you'll be doing at 8:15.
It's Monday, work.
But you might just take a minute to remember at 8:15 what we were all responsible for in a way that happened 39 years ago at that time. I think you all know what I mean. Tonight there will be a beginning of a commemoration. It's becoming another annual event in Madison. A 24-hour kind of vigil at the Lisa Lynn Memorial Park starting at 8 tonight. Songs and candles and poems and people staying all night there on State Street. Also at 4:30, I believe, tomorrow afternoon at the church that's at West Washington. Yeah, there's a service there. I think it's at 4:30, yes, tomorrow. So you might want to attend that. Also on a more pragmatic note, you may have seen in the Prairie Fire that you may contact me about this idea that was thrown around and probably has been many times before about passing a collection plate here at Prairie. It was discussed at the last board meeting and I volunteered to bear the brunt of the comments and convey that back to the board. So if anybody wants to talk to me about that afterward, give me a call about it sometime.
Okay.
I'm so overwhelmed by the talent this board. First of all, if anyone is going to hear Sally Rogers, which I'm in music, Thursday night, I wish they'd let me know because I'd like to go and I don't want to go by myself. Or at least I don't want to be the only person I know there. Okay. Secondly, members of the board, I have the minutes of the board meeting and I can post those minutes on our bulletin board so that anyone in prayer would like to. Minutes. Okay, now the garage sale next and how full is the men's clothes area? I think the women's clothes room is getting kind of full. It's not I'm sorry, it's a batch. Okay, so we had something in prayer last night. We tried to keep some pretty things on the stage because of that. So I think from now on, maybe we can use some space on the stage. If you have, and if anyone has some big boxes, if you have a station wagon or something, that you could bring a couple of empty big boxes in for us. I still need a coordinator for clothing and furniture. And I would like to see coordinators at the end of this service for a minute. I think that's all I have. If I think of something else, Mary, I'll raise my hand. Okay.
In line with what I said about the garage sale, Lynn Willis asked me to remind people there will be a refreshment and bay sale thing to the garage sale. She is coordinating with that. She sent me the sign-up sheet, which is at that table there. Anyone who's interested in donating baked goods or some kind of refreshment to the garage sale.
For those old or young who like music and who like to move, I'm teaching beginners Scottish dance starting this evening from 7 until 8 in Union South. And it's free and it's all fun.
We just got accredited in Scotland.
But if you've got any more information, go ahead.
Well, I just have what the CLAC sent out with the schedule to start and set it up all day, I guess.
It's starting to begin tonight.
What they're going to do is make up of all the things that you would like to see and they're going to take it to Washington and they're going to put it around the Pentagon or something.
Bow. 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 Wow.
In all over the country, the weaving workshop, or I think that's what it's called, is the Central Point in Madison, and he's got a set standard format for each person to do an 18 by 36 inch piece of your representation of what you would want to see disappear as you were. And then they're all going to the Peace Museum in Chicago in the middle of next year until next November, where they will be wrapped around the Pentagon from all over the country. There should be thousands of them all over the United States joined together wrapped around the Pentagon. It's just beginning.
The other thing I want to ask you is if any of you would be willing to sign Sonia Johnson's nomination papers for appearing on the ballot. She has already achieved enough money so that she's the first third-party candidate that ever was eligible for federal funds. So that means she's got like $20,000 in 15 or 20 states or something. And so she's going to have that money, and now she has to be permitted to appear on the national ballot along with the other two candidates. And in order to do that, she needs to have signatures and on this petition. And they should be by county. So this is if anybody's from a different county can start a different sheet. But I'd love to have a lot of signatures because they need quite a few.
14. Think we want to go with a mood of the morning?